Take one beautiful Michigan island. Mix in Bach, Handel, Vivaldi, Haydn. Do that and you have Baroque on Beaver, a festival of classical music running July 25th through August 3rd on Beaver Island. Annie Glendon is here. She heads the Beaver Island Cultural Arts Association. And we think of Beaver Island for its beaches, its fishing, its natural beauty. What a perfect spot to make glorious music.
Well, thank you. We think so, too. And the island is just as beautiful as you say, but it's a delight to make this music with the gorgeous natural surroundings. You can look out on the lake and see the sun setting, and or walk up from the beach to catch a brass concert at Holy Cross Church. It's quirky, just like the island, and we wouldn't have it any other way, but also it's, we think, pretty top-rate music.
Well, something tells me you don't have to twist too many arms to get musicians and singers and conductors to say, oh, okay, I'll come to Beaver Island to perform. Actually, how many artists are you expecting over the 10 days of the festival?
There will be about 50. We have a core orchestra of 30 musicians, all of whom have either live in Michigan or have longtime ties to Beaver Island. Most of them, and a surprising number, have come back year after year. In part, that's due to the island itself. So we pay them a very modest stipend. And also, we provide transportation and housing for the entire time. So they get a little vacation and play a lot of music.
And you hold the concerts all in various venues, so people really do get a feel for Beaver Island, don't
they? That's right.
Well, and I'm looking that, for example, on Saturday, August 2nd, you have an outdoor concert at Whiskey Point, Music for a Star-Spangled Evening. What could be more perfect than listening to some Aaron Copland sitting out at Whiskey Point? Oh, my goodness.
Well, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's our first time doing an outdoor performance, and the whole experiment was prompted by the fact that we keep having standing-room-only audiences. And what will happen is we perform in one place, and then it's full to overflowing, and people are sitting out on the steps or under open windows so that they can at least hear the performance if they can't get into the hall to see it.
Oh, my. Well, in fact, I mentioned Aaron Copland, which leads me to point out as I look over the schedule of events, you are offering lots and lots of beautiful Baroque music, but I see chamber music, jazz, and names like Copland and Irving Berlin, even Glenn Miller. So
right.
Really something for everyone.
There is. And one of the things we try to do is honor our original mission, which is Baroque music. But Baroque music, we have to remember, is at the heart of most of our Western music tradition. And pieces by Bach and other Baroque composers are also... There are riffs on those particular compositions in our contemporary repertoire. So it's very interesting and creative in how we interpret all of the different kinds of music that we cover.
Baroque on Beaver runs July the 25th through August the 3rd, and you can check the schedule for the performances by going to baroqueonbeaver.org. Anne Glendon, good luck with the festival.
Thank you very much for this opportunity, and good luck to Stateside, which is a great addition to WUOM's lineup.